You know, the first thing is we want guys that want to be here. You know, we try to evaluate and recruit guys that would enjoy going to school here even if they weren't playing basketball. Sometimes that takes a little bit of time and it takes some tough questions to ask them, but we just feel like we want people that want to be here because that will allow for us to challenge them in terms of when we coach them. Obviously, character is important. We try not to take kids that don't want to, you know, do things in a way that we do, and we only have one rule: do the next right thing. I mean, if we have a bunch of guys that aren't willing to do that, we're not going to win any games. Then we're looking, you know, for athleticism and size. Length is a really big thing for us. The longer the better. When you look at most NBA players, they have extraordinary wingspans. It just shrinks the floor, and you're able to get your hands on a lot of balls. We want guys that can score. Because in this league, it's not like my last job where some of the teams in that league, we just knew if we guarded them enough that they wouldn't be able to score enough points to beat us. But in this league, you're dealing with a better grade of student-athlete in terms of talent. And so we've got to get some guys that are talented on offense. And that way we can score enough points to where our defense is as good as it's always been and we can win. Because we defend as a team. All of our defense is as a team, so we can teach that. But we can't teach them how to put that ball in the basket. We can do as many shooting drills as we like. But, you know, for example, you know, we anticipate Jerry Ritter making 100 threes this year. Well, I didn't teach him how to do that, you know. Now, on the flip side of that, there's some things on defense you can't teach. I hope Obadiah Church blocks 100 shots this year. Well, I can't teach him that either. But, you know, where the ball goes on the floor, who's got this coverage, ball screen coverage, post defense, what percentage of the court, we can kind of coach those things. And we do it as a team, driving lanes, all those type of things. So we feel like we can teach that part of the game. But on the other end, you just can't teach it. Now, you can run good action. You can probably teach them how to set a screen. But When it comes down to it, we need a guy that can go make a play, and you just can't teach that. There's, you know, here's the best quote I've ever got on that is, all the best coaches in basketball history, college basketball history, had the best players. The best coaches are the best recruiters. So we're living by the same creed.